Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you like our show and you want to support it, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, or consider joining our Patreon.
The universe is full of stuff and messes that I have to clean up for some reason.
Captain, we are now approaching a Class 17 annoying planet.
What can you tell me about it, Compube?
According to Wikispecia, it's called Nepobobi Planet, and it's emitting an emergency help request.
Hopefully we're in time to assist these Nepobobies with their emergency. What else do we know?
I'm not exactly sure what we could possibly know, but what I can tell you is that the planet was once known for many innovations and achievements in science, economics, art, and many other fields. However, for the last 5 centuries, it seems as if the civilization has declined and become derivative. They live exactly as their ancestors did half a millennia ago.
Ah, one of those cultures that's heavy on traditions.
Not exactly, Captain. Captain, we are being hailed by the Nepobobies.
On screen. Nepobobies, I'm Captain Rainwind Catgun of the Conglomerate Fleet. We've received your emergency signal, and we're here to help you with whatever...
We need help! Please do everything for us, please! Do what we say! Help us!
Whoa, whoa, and do everything
for us!
Hold your space horses. We're not just going to do everything for you.
But you promised to help us! We don't know how to do anything! Help us!
Okay. I think you misunderstood what an emergency signal is for.
You will do as we command, or else we will ruin you and tell everyone you're difficult to work with. Give us your spaceship now and tell everyone we're good at having it.
On what authority should I give you my spaceship?
We get what we want if we want it. You must give it to us. We're the Nepobobies.
All right, I'm out. Full reverse, crewman Newman. Let's skedaddle.
No! You're unfair! Why won't you help
Because you disgust me, Nepo Bobies. I didn't have any advantages growing up. I'm a self-made captain.
Well, we're not you, but we want your job. We could do it better than you.
I'm not going to give you my job.
We want to be conglomerate captains. It looks fun.
Why?
Because we're the Nepo Bobies. Just give us what we want, which is your life, for free. Just die already.
You want me to die?
Yes! Die! Then give us everything you have.
Jeez, entitled much?
Entitlement is the way of Nepo Booby Planet. Your caregivers have to die for you to get anything and everything.
I guess that sort of makes sense.
Jeez, you're so dumb. Why is this taking you so long to understand?
Mr. Nepo Bobby, we only answered your hail because we thought there was an emergency. We wanted to help you.
Interesting. Captain Catgun, you claim to love us and want to help us. But yet you won't do everything for us. Perhaps it is you who is evil, and not us Nepo Bobies.
Look, I'm sympathetic but not easily manipulated. It looks like you're just a little immature, so I'll offer you this advice. You're just going to have to handle whatever you're dealing with on your own, with determination and grit.
Why should we?
On the planet I come from, we earn what we have.
What does earn mean?
It means that we do a good job and work very hard for free. Then we work hard for minimum wage, and then we work hard to get incremental pay raises. Then, when we're too tired, hopefully we've worked so hard that we don't need to work anymore for the last remaining years we're alive. That's how it works.
Boo.
That's it.
Boo.
I didn't have any help growing up. My father wasn't a captain of a starship who handed me a command of my own.
Boo.
My father was a well-respected ambassador to Mars and the CEO of a Martian oil mining company. A respectable businessman. He only took care of my finances until I graduated command graduate school and could start earning a living working for his best buddy who did happen to be a starship commander.
Boo.
That man became admiral and he's still my boss. Do you understand?
No, not really.
I have not benefited from any unfair advantage that I can perceive. I simply worked up the ladder that my daddy and his daddy and his daddy before him built. And before that, there was a strong mommy somewhere, and I looked just like her. I have pictures. Look, it's uncanny.
We and you are not unlike, Captain Catgun. You are a Nepo Bobby in your heart. Your dad gave you a bunch of stuff!
That's what parents do. They take care of their children. But after a certain point, I took responsibility for myself and for my actions.
Responsibility? Oh, please, you are making me sick. Oh, hearing the words you're saying.
Good. Compube, tell them how hard you've had it.
No, please. End transmission! Somebody end transmission for me!
Greetings. I am the Compube, and I am a self-made being.
Oh my god, no! I don't want to hear this! I just want to have that cube!
I am not a possession. I am a valued member of this team, a position I earned by proving my worth as an asset to the ship's community.
Oh, yuck. Oh, oh god! Oh, somebody turn this off for me. I'm gonna puke. Somebody call their parents and end this transmission.
I do not have parents. I am technically an orphan because I synthesized myself from parts of computers and I built myself into a cube. I am unique. There's no one like me.
I am bored with disgust. Get out of here. Leave Nepo Bobby Planet and never return.
With pleasure.
No! you have, please!
Get us out of here, Crewman Newman.
Captain, it occurs to me that one day I may have offspring of my own. I would want to give my compublets every advantage I did not have. Am I so different from the Nepo Bobby's ancestors?
Now's not the time for self-reflection, Compube. Captain's log. I didn't learn anything today. Not one thing. But I reaffirmed that I'm special and important and deserve all of my success. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. Even if my father bought me those boots and the straps and taught me how to pull on boots. Computer, delete every word I just said.